Alright folks, welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation to navigate this crazy world. I'm Dylan Brooks, your host, here to help you unlock that inner strength, cultivate some serious resilience, and basically become the coolest, most baddest version of yourself. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? Like one minute you're cruising along, feeling great, and the next, bam. Unexpected setbacks. Emotional roller coasters, you name it. It's tough, right? But guess what? We all go through it. And that's where Stoicism comes in, folks. It's not about being emotionless robots, okay? It's about learning to manage our emotions, focus on what we can control, and build this unshakable inner strength that lets us weather any storm life throws at us. So today, let's dive into cultivating the inner strength, because trust me, it's more valuable than gold, especially in these times. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, acceptance. This is huge. You can't control everything that happens, right? There will be things outside your realm of influence, traffic jams, bad weather, people being jerks, ugh. We've all met those folks. The Stoics taught us to accept what we can't change. It doesn't mean you like it. It means you acknowledge it and focus your energy on what is within your control. Think of it like this. You're baking a cake, right? There are ingredients you need, a recipe to follow, but sometimes the oven decides to have a temper tantrum. You can't control that, but you can choose how you react. Maybe adjust the baking time, troubleshoot, or even whip up something delicious with leftover batter. Second, focus on your values. What's truly important to you? Family, friends, integrity, kindness. Write them down, keep them close, and let those values guide your actions. It's easy to get sidetracked by external pressures and distractions, but when you have a clear compass, you stay true to yourself even when things get tough. Third, practice self-discipline. This is where the rubber meets the road, folks. Want that promotion? Train hard for that marathon. Master a new skill? It takes discipline. Think about it like building muscle. It takes consistent effort, even when you don't feel like it. Those late-night study sessions, the early morning runs, those extra reps at the gym, they all add up to that inner strength you're building. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, folks, this is game-changing. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, your perspective shifts entirely. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, your health, your loved ones, a delicious cup of coffee, okay, maybe that's just me. It's amazing how much gratitude can change your outlook and boost your resilience. And finally, remember that setbacks are opportunities. We all stumble, we all face challenges. But Stoicism teaches us to see those setbacks as learning experiences, as chances to grow stronger and wuiser. When you fall down, dust yourself off, learn from it, and get back in the game. Let's talk about a real-world example here. Picture this. You're prepping for a big presentation at work, right? You practice your slides, know your stuff inside and out, but then bam. Right before you walk on stage, your computer crashes, taking all your notes with it. Talk about a panic attack waiting to happen. But here's where that inner strength comes in. Instead of freaking out, take a deep breath. Remember what we talked about, acceptance and focus. Accept that the situation is beyond your control, that computer, man, but you can still deliver a killer presentation. Maybe improvise a little, lean on your knowledge, connect with your audience. Remember those core values. That integrity, that passion for your work. Let them shine through. That's inner strength in action. So, what did we learn today? We learned to accept the things we can't change, focus on our values, practice self-discipline, cultivate gratitude, and see setbacks as opportunities. Remember, folks, building inner strength is a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing these principles, keep pushing yourself, and you'll be amazed at how much stronger you become. Until tomorrow, keep striving, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.